Good afternoon.
Hello, Elias.
What shall we discuss?
So I wanted to give an example that I created recently, an objective example that was very interesting. Where I work, my access to certain websites is limited because of regulatory reasons. They want to monitor whatever information I put out. At the same time, I want to have a place to store my Elias information and my notes and so on. So I get around their blocks and the software that they have to do that by finding lesser known websites that allow hosting. And I had a very recognizable reaction one day where it just sprung up, what if that gets blocked? Wouldn't that be a pain? And I could feel it. And lo and behold, a week and a half later, I get this email saying that I've been found that I'm on this website or whatever, and it's that allows you to host data, and that's not allowed by the company policy, and that they're gonna remove my access in a few days. And I thought that was really interesting. And I said, well, if I created that, well, I'm gonna uncreate that. And I went through whatever process that I believe would do that. And in a few days, I lost access to the website. And a couple of days later, it came right back.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Experiment.
It was. And so it was very clear to me that moment I had created it. It was like a very clear reaction, and it was very clear to just do the opposite or just to choose a different belief. And lo and behold, it came right back.
I would be very much acknowledging of you. This is an excellent example of experimenting with what you can do, and actually moving in those directions rather than expressing that you can't do it.
Right, an automatic railing against that.
Yes, and therefore moving automatically in more reactions. And in this, you moved in a direction of intention, and you realized your intention.
A question on trust and acceptance, and you've talked about how they're different in the past, but in a way, I also see trust as simply an acceptance of my abilities. Does that sound correct?
In a manner of speaking, I would express that is a part of it. I would say that is not all of trust, but it definitely is a part of it. I would also say that it would not be an entire expression of or definition of acceptance either, but it would be a part of it.
Okay. And I've been exploring acceptance and trust. And again, the way I've been thinking about this, it's just like in that example where we discussed, every moment I'm confirming what's true for me.
Yes.
In a way, I'm accepting what's true for me. And so that's the way I've been thinking about, am I accepting that this outside source is going to create my reality, or am I accepting that no, my perception is going to create that reality.
Correct. Excellent. And that is also an interesting experiment in allowing yourself to move in that direction and actually do it, actually experiment with your ability and your energy and what you can create and what you can do, rather than merely intellectually thinking about it in theoretical terms.
Well, a lot of what you've said, I have sessions going back several years now, and I occasionally go over them and certainly get a lot of reminders from the forum. And it occurred to me that when we talk about trust, and that the same as believing in self rather than believing in the other, is a matter of repetition.
Yes. Yes.
And it's simply a choice.
Yes. I very much agree.
So a question on when you set the intention, you no longer focus on the outcome because the outcome is already done. Now, how to perceive that or conceive of that? What I've been using as an example for myself is the idea that I have a ski trip scheduled for the winter holidays that is up and coming later this year. And I can think of that, and I believe that that's going to occur, and I can feel good that, you know, we'll probably have a pretty good time. And I can use that as an example of a way to perceive other intentions.
Yes. I would express that in actuality, you have examples all around you that you engage precisely the manner that I have expressed that to you, such as, do you dwell in a house?
I live in a house, yes.
And in that, do you pay a mortgage?
I do.
Now, the house technically does not belong to you. It belongs to whoever holds the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But you reside in it, you perceive it as your house, that you do own it, and therefore it is yours.
Yes.
There are many examples in your daily life in which you actually put into practice this principle.
Last weekend, and it's easier for me when I'm, let's say, less busy. For example, I get caught up in the busyness of work, and I don't have this perception or understanding that I do at other times when it's a little quieter. And what I was doing this weekend was noticing that I'm continuously having intentions and fulfilling them.
Aha, excellent.
And so I did know, that's why I laughed when you mentioned that we're doing this continuously. I always have an intention, or I virtually always have some sort of intention. And I'll have longer-term intentions that will spring up when it appears like it's a good time to take care of it. And then I have present intentions, what I plan on, what I'm trying to do right now.
And you do. And they move to fruition. And you have many, many, many examples you merely are not thinking about those examples in those terms, but you are doing it, and then you think about when you want something and setting an intention and observe how you complicate that. Or you do this every day in your routine, in your daily life. You are actually practicing and accomplishing this principle, this action, every day. And you don't think about it, and you don't complicate it, you don't concentrate on the outcome, you merely do it, and it is done, and it is easy. In this, in other directions, when you are thinking about that process, or you are thinking about intentionally creating your reality, you incorporate this principle and you think about it in the capacity of, I set an intention, I don't think about the outcome, it is already done, then what do? I engage the process, and what am I supposed to trust, and what am I not supposed to be doing, or what I am supposed to be doing. And you convolute yourself, and then you wonder why you don't manifest what it is that you want. Whereas, if you had done that naturally, the same want likely would have been accomplished relatively quickly, for you would not be thinking about it, you would merely do it.
Yes, yes. You had a great example on my last session where I forgot what we were specifically discussing. But, oh, I recall now, where it was whether you were going to create a bike, a relationship, or something else. It's all the same.
And it is.
Yeah, but you still have to deal with habitual automatic tendencies. We're not starting with a clean slate here. We're starting with a lot of well-developed patterns and beliefs.
What you are beginning with is a slate that is full of doodles.
Right.
And what you are attempting to do is erase all the doodles and allow yourself not to be caught up in all those twists and curls.
Right. And it's really, it's I'm finding myself, like, I'm in this, like, even right now, I'm in a very comfortable, calm, comfortable state. And I'm, again, it varies during the day, but certainly when I'm alone and I can, it's much easier to access this state. And just like it is right now, I find myself going into this state, and it's so much easier to see. I guess that's the idea, that your perception changes, that what you are saying is much more obvious in this state.
Yes, but what is tremendous about what you are doing is that although you are noticing that it is easier when you are alone or when you are in certain states, you are aware and you are practicing, which automatically leads you in the direction of being more aware when you are not alone and when you are not undistracted.
Yes. Yes. And so the question that comes up, or not the question, The one item or automatic reaction that comes up is the, well, when and where?
In what capacity?
Well, with any of these intentions, for example, if I think about the intentions I normally am very good at fulfilling, I trust where that I know when and where that I'm going to get them. But if I think about that I want to manifest something that does not normally occur, like you gave an example a few sessions, like you wanted to manifest a vacation to a certain location, a vacation trip to a certain location, then it's if you didn't have, let's say, the money to go and buy a plane ticket today, it's a, I won't say more complicated, but it's different.
It's different. And I agree with you. It is not more complicated, but I would acknowledge it is different. Now, in this, one of the factors that is the same is if you were engaging the idea or the plan of a vacation, and you do have the means to do that, and you do have the time to do that, you would not sit in your office, think about that vacation, and do nothing.
No. You're right. And that was actually, that is another conclusion, that you create it. You don't wait for it to just pop up and show
up. Correct. You would be generating actions to engage that vacation. You would not merely sit in your office and think about it and wait for it to materialize in your office. No, you know that it requires action for you to engage manifesting what you want. The difference is that when you set an intention in relation to something that you don't necessarily have the means to do, or you have created a different scenario, then what you do is you sit in your office and you think about it.
Yes.
And you wait for some spectacular occurrence to miraculously appear in front of you, and there it is.
But that's what it seems like. If I think back historically, if I think back in my past, when I've had unusual events, or I've created unusual events, that's the way it has occurred, or seems to have occurred.
But that is not the manner in which it has occurred. That is what it appears to you, because you were not necessarily aware of, I'm not speaking about what you're paying attention to, but you were not necessarily aware of what type of energy you were engaging and projecting that was allowing you to create that type of a scenario and surprise yourself. But you were engaging actions. You merely were not aware of what those actions were that were leading you in that direction. It is the same principle as the opposite, so to speak. The individual that is fired from their job and they are shocked and surprised when that occurs, and they are expressing that they have no idea how that happened or why and they did nothing to make that happen. That is entirely incorrect. They were generating actions and energy, both, for a time framework that created that scenario and that inevitable conclusion, so to speak.
Okay. So they were in harmony with that intention. Their energy was in harmony with that intention before it
happened. Yes. Whether they are aware of it or not, whether they like it or not, it occurred. And they were doing actions that were leading in that direction. And in that, if the individual were to replay, let us say, every action that they engaged before that event occurred, they would see through their behavior and their choices and their actions, not what they're thinking, but what they are doing, that they did create that scenario and that situation. In the same capacity, when you surprise yourself in what you think of as an exciting or good direction, and you present to yourself something that you want that seems miraculous, in the same capacity, you were doing actions that were leading you in that direction and that were creating that. You merely weren't aware of what you were doing.
Okay, so let's go to the next step, which is digging more into this energy and harmony with your intention.
Yes.
And my understanding of it is you are in harmony with that intention when you, well, if you do the experiential visualization, you are at that moment in harmony with that intention.
Yes. But what I have been expressing to you is, in more practical terms, being in harmony with that intention.
Well, the energy is tied to your beliefs that you're expressing at the moment, right?
And your perception. And your perception. Think about your vacation or think about your house.
Yes.
Those are two excellent examples.
Of things that I believe I already have.
Correct. You don't question your vacation. You know you will go. It is already set. And therefore, because you are not questioning that, you behave in certain manners. Now, it may be easier for you to objectively see how your behavior would be different if you didn't trust the situation. If you didn't accept that that already is. If you weren't in that perception that this will happen. If you were doubting, if you were questioning whether it was possible, your behavior would change.
Yes.
You might be inclined to be more aware of your money, or how much of it you are spending, or how much of it you are saving or how many hours you are working. You might be inclined to be expressing behaviorally different in relation to your general routine activities.
Certainly. If I didn't believe I had a house, I would where I'm going to go to tonight to sleep, then I would be, that would be concerning to me.
Correct. And you would be more cautious. And that projects an energy that is shielding, and it holds what you want at bay.
So how do I bring that same level of confidence to other intentions?
It is a matter, very simply, and it actually is this simple, of expressing and believing, giving yourself permission to have what you want. That you believe that you deserve it. That you believe that whatever it is that you have set as an intention, you actually can have, because you give yourself permission to have it.
Okay. And so my understanding of how this works is I'm going to take what you just said, and through the power of repetition,
yes,
I'm going to apply it.
Excellent. Excellent. And this, it is a matter of practice, for it is unfamiliar to give yourself permission to have certain expressions that you want that you don't automatically give yourself permission for. Another individual's company.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically, you move in the direction of not being intrusive or not generating choices for other individuals. This is all complicating.
Right.
It is not a matter of that. You are not forcing another individual into any choice or any action. What you are doing is generating an intention and making a statement to yourself that you have permission to want to be in the company of another individual. You give yourself permission to have that. You are not generating choices for another individual, but you are giving yourself permission to place yourself in their play.
To place yourself in that?
In their play.
In their play.
That is the simplicity of it. It is not only a matter of pulling individuals into your play or inviting them into your play, but giving yourself permission to be one of the players in their play.
Interesting.
And you think about that in the same manner that you think about jobs. You don't interview the job, they interview you.
Right.
Don't engage in their company or invite them, they invite you to be a part of their company. No, you give yourself permission and you choose them. You choose other individuals that you are drawn to, that interest you, that you are curious about. And when you choose them, it is a matter of giving yourself permission to be one of the players in their play.
And that by itself is a distinct step.
Yes. It is.
Interesting.
But you are accustomed to. That you would be waiting.
Right.
That you wait for their invitation for participate in their play. Therefore, you are waiting for their permission. No, it is a matter of you giving yourself permission.
Well, I've obviously created other jobs in the past, and most of the time, I haven't even had to go look for them. They've come to me. And it was created unintentionally or un...
Correct. But in that, what we are speaking of is applying that in relation to other scenarios, not a job.
Okay.
We are expressing that in relation to what you want and using the example of if you want to interact with another individual or you want the company of another individual, that it is the same principle. And in that, it's a matter of you giving yourself permission to have that.
Okay, that makes more sense to me now. You are being very precise. Now, as I think about, and again, applying this generally to whether a specific scenario or more generally, at the same time, with anything in my life, there's times where I believe I can create it, and other times where I don't believe I can create it. I mean, for example, if I know I want to pick up, milk before I go home, there's a certain time frame where that will work and other time frames where that's not likely to work. And so in the interim, it's just a matter of trusting, knowing that when that time comes along, that I'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because like we said in the past, it's not about instantaneously.
It is about doing. It is a matter of engaging. And in that...
So trusting your ability to create it.
Yes, and knowing that it is about choices and actions. Therefore, it is a matter of generating choices of different actions in different time frameworks in relation to what it is that you want. Just as with the vacation, if you sit in your office and only think about what you want in relation to the vacation, you would generate no actions and you won't create it. When you move in a direction of what you want, and you are trusting yourself, and you are not questioning yourself, you automatically generate steps. You automatically express actions to do what you want to accomplish. Therefore, with your simple scenario of acquiring a carton of milk on your way home, if you know that you can easily acquire a carton of milk at certain times, but that it may be more challenging at other times, then it is a matter of approaching the situation from a different angle. It is merely a matter of generating different choices that allow you to accomplish the same action as easily. But you think in black and white terms.
Right.
And you think in terms of, I know this method, and that allows me to be successful. And if I present to myself a scenario that is unfamiliar, then I don't know what my choices are. You don't even look. You automatically give up and and express that you have no choices. That is the simplicity of it. And acknowledge yourself. How resourceful are you? You are very resourceful. If you want something enough, you will accomplish that.
Right. And when I've done it this in the past, maybe it's because I was willing to take that step.
Precisely. That
right.
You weren't occupying yourself with questioning yourself.
Right, right. And I'm there's a lot of, I guess I would call it not misperceptions, but a lot of things that are clearing up one by one that are moving me in that direction. Like we talked about, obviously focusing on the outside source. And then another thing that's cleared up is I had this perception, and, you know, it relates to the idea that you're always creating more. I was stuck in this cause and effect relationship.
Yes.
And so then
that is very strong.
Yes, and I finally, I don't know if I would say saw through it, but I just realized it was just a, it's not a fruitful way to think about or can perceive it.
It's also not absolute. It is only absolute as long as you continue to perceive in that manner.
Okay.
When you continue a perception that one cause always leads to a particular effect, then you create that absolute. And as long as you continue to perceive in that manner, you create that. And it seems to be absolute. But it is only absolute as long as you continue to perceive it in that manner. One cause can generate thousands of effects.
Right. And it's into the whether with the end we perceive it as being insignificant or not, so if it doesn't matter, just the energy.
Correct.
And so the other thing that I'm starting to clear up, or I've been clearing up, is the idea of, or I guess maybe seeing it differently, is, right, with any intention, and this also occurred to me this weekend when I was studying how I fulfill, how I create and constantly fulfill intentions, it always requires action.
And what were you using as examples to yourself?
Well, I would say I'm sitting right here. What is my intention? And I would notice, like, well, I'm like, well, I want to go to the store. And when I was at the store, I recalled an earlier intention to get an item. And I'm like, well, I'm here and that's here. That's here. And so this was an easy way to fulfill that.
Which is precisely what we were expressing earlier in this conversation. You do this every day continuously. You are continuously fulfilling your intentions. But you, in some convoluted manner, anything else, that if you are setting an intention, so to speak, that is different from wanting to go to the store and purchasing some item at the store that is presently available at the store. That somehow, if you want a relationship with another individual, or if you want a particular job, or if you want a new car, that setting that intention somehow becomes different.
Yeah, well, like let's say we chose the car, for an example, because that could work for a number of things. And I chose that I wanted a car that I can't afford, that I believe I can't afford.
And that, think about the steps that you engage. Let me express to
I you cut that. Myself off. I stop. Once I start to move in that direction, I say, no, I can't go in that direction because I can't afford it.
Precisely. But what I would express to you is think about the steps that you do in going to the store. You don't stop. You go. You know that what you want will be in the store, and you go and you get it.
It seems so simple, but
that
the
means,
idea of me going down, down to the street and buying.
Stop. Let me express to you the example of the car is actually excellent because you could physically transport yourself to a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Could walk in to that car dealership with no physical money.
Right.
And you could purchase a car that perhaps you can't afford.
You're right. I could do that.
You could.
I do trust that I could do that. And, then...
and you could actually drive away in the car that you can't afford. How is that not accomplishing? The only reason that you can't is that you won't allow yourself.
Right, because I fear repercussions.
Correct, for you create consequences. It is not that you can't do it. You can.
So then is it fruitful to think about what are these consequences that are stopping me, that I'm worried about? How real are they in light of everything I know?
That is a significant piece. For that is a piece that is very influencing in relation to your choices and why you won't engage certain choices or why you are cautious in relation to certain choices and don't give yourself permission to merely do them.
Okay. this is fascinating because this is, I could test this with little things.
Can.
Where the repercussions aren't terrible.
Yes, you can, and you can practice.
Okay, this makes a lot of sense, and it's.
And you can practice with your own perception of consequences.
Yes.
That is actually an excellent subject to practice with because there are so many expressions and directions that you automatically perceive that there are consequences for in which there actually aren't. That you don't create any consequence for.
Like right now, I'm on the phone with you for an hour.
Yes.
In the middle of a busy work day with incoming calls, and I create no consequences.
Correct. This on somewhat of a regular basis.
Right.
And create no consequence.
Where at one time I would have thought there would have been consequences.
But you might think about it in the capacity that there is a possibility of consequences. But you do it and you create none. That is the benefit of experimenting with the idea of consequences, that if you practice giving yourself permission to move in certain choices and you show yourself that you don't create consequences, it can be tremendously empowering.
Yes. I love it. At the same time, part of me is terrified. Not really, but...
I would express that I would not necessarily express or expect that at our next meeting you will have purchased a Maserati.
Right, and I'm not going to jump out the window here thinking there's no consequences at this point.
Precisely. But express that perhaps you will engage some actions that are not quite so threatening, and you will actually show yourself that consequences are of your own invention, and you don't necessarily invent them. You only invent the idea of them, which is enough to prevent you from moving in certain directions.
Right. It's
very similar to placing a fence in front of an animal. And in actuality, the animal likely could jump over the fence or could tunnel underneath the fence or could even knock the fence down. But they generally won't engage the fence at all. They will merely accept that there is a barrier and they will remain contained. You do the same action to yourselves with your invention of consequences. You don't even have to exact consequences. All you have to do is imagine them.
That's great. Question about my back, I guess, or my physical ailment. It really hasn't been that bad recently.
Congratulations. And what have you been engaging differently?
But a lot of it, I've noticed that when I'm projecting my attention and I'm tense, it leads to it being worse. And when I'm not doing that, it leads to it being better. So I'm doing less of that.
That is excellent. And what that is doing is listening to your body consciousness.
Yeah.
And responding to it. Actually receiving those communications and not ignoring them.
And I noticed that it often carries over the next day, meaning if in the evening or the one day I'm very caught up in things and rushing around doing this and that, it would be worse the next day, where if I'm more present and relaxed, it's actually much better the next day.
Which is also valuable information, for that shows you that it is actually much less work. That it requires less energy and less concentration to maintain yourself than you think. You
right.
interpret the tendency to think that it is work, or that you must be continuously vigilant. No. You are not required to be continuously paying attention to every aspect of what is occurring, but rather be aware of your own communications, be present, stop engaging the actions that are obvious that are not a benefit to you.
Right.
It is obvious when you are anticipating.
Well, some of the time. It's obvious to you when I'm anticipating.
Obvious to you also, for in that you are thinking and feeling about something future.
Mm-hmm.
It is obvious.
I've noticed, too, when I just come back to this simple state of abiding, it just feels good, too.
And that may be the simplest expression and direction. Merely paying attention to what does feel good. And letting yourself do that.
Yeah.
Rather than concerning yourself with what doesn't feel good and attempting to avoid that.
Right.
It is easier to engage what does feel good than to avoid what doesn't.
I need to, going back to this idea of me creating versus poof, things just showing up. It seems to me that there are circumstances where it may be efficient that things just show up. Or am I not?
I would express you do manifest at times more quickly than others, and therefore it may seem that, poof, they merely show up, but no, they don't. You are always generating some energy, some action that is creating that to occur. And the one key piece is that lack of doubt, that lack of concern.
Lack of doubt, lack of concern.
And couple that with giving yourself permission to have it. Now, let me express, giving yourself permission to have it is not that you actually think, I give myself permission to have this.
No, it's giving yourself permission to do it.
And that doing may, in many situations, be an expression of receiving.
Ah, that's what I was thinking. Okay. doing is not necessarily action that I think about.
Not necessarily only you manifesting, or let us say, you purchasing the plane tickets for your vacation. Doing may be receiving plane tickets that are given to you.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Well, we'll discuss this more next time then. Thank you very much, Elias.
Very well. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting and your progress in what you are accomplishing.
Thank you very much.
I shall be offering my supportiveness in your practice, my friend, in wondrous lovingness to you as always. Au revoir.
Goodbye.